Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon down at the MTA, where it's Fireside Chat Day, the first time they are meeting since Governor Hochul went Rambo on the congestion pricing plan. And now folks are scrambling, still trying to make sense of the move, and at the same time trying to find a solution to make up for billions that were already earmarked for capital improvements, operations, jobs, etc. And unless a miracle happens, the general consensus is there will be no etc. Juliet Papa joining us live now with the very latest. Hey, Jay.
That's right, Larry. A lot of those questions still up in the air. So what did the MTA board do? They approved a resolution to recognize Governor Hochul's pause on congestion pricing. So this is the first time the board met since the governor announced a hold on the plan, which was set to launch just days from now, June 30th. But MTA Chairman Jan Oliber says they will move forward with what they can do: keep the public transportation system in a state of good repair, work on projects with existing funding. And he says they'll be at the ready with their ambitious plans that needs congestion pricing funding. So when is the pause going to be lifted? Well, he says, you know, they don't know. It'll be like putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. Those are his words. So we're still waiting to hear from the governor if or when there will be take to hold off this pause. The governor says she wants to look for other funding sources. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thank you, Jay. Behind the scenes, the governor's like, nobody here but us mice. I tell you what, boy, this is one heck of a doggone hornet's nest. They had an earlier rally where they were discussing what to do next.
We have to operate the system, we have to protect the system, and we have to provide for the transition to the next capital plan, 25 to 29, and that's what this reprioritization and resequencing of the capital plan is meant to do.
Meantime, yesterday, you know, we heard from State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli, who says somebody better come up with something real quick, or we're going to need a whole lot of duct tape to hold things together down here. And then you have former MTA Chair Joe Loda, who no longer has a dog in the fight, but says as a former leader, He thinks the agency needs a sustainable revenue stream to keep the lights on and fix the toilet. And by the way, let's fix what we can right now, with or without the money.
I'm not opposed to congestion pricing at all. But before we start doing something with congestion pricing, how about we start enforcing the laws of New York? You know, every day I see people riding their bicycles, riding their mopeds, riding their scooters the wrong way on one-way streets. I see double-parked trucks, double-parked cars. Where's the enforcement?
Yeah, that too, he says. Hey, if you got a minute, go to our website and look at that picture of the suspect involving a pretty violent robbery in Chinatown, which happened the other day. 69-year-old guy robbed up on Canal Street at the subway station, out on the southbound R at Canal and Broadway about 11 a.m. Monday, and some clown came up from behind and clocked him. No reason, just random. Police say the attacker also put his arm around the victim's neck and punched him some more in the face while stealing his property. Took off before EMS arrived. The victim is in stable condition. Anybody with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Also today, police in Brooklyn trying to find the four people who jumped out of a gray four-door sedan and opened fire on a pair of men standing in front of 787 Washington. This is in Crown Heights. This happened about 3 o'clock in the morning. A 61-year-old man hit in the torso. A 36-year-old guy took a bullet to his right leg. Both are in stable condition. The victims describe the suspects as all wearing black hoodies and gray pants. What, were these guys in uniform? What are we dealing here? It's kind of weird. The victims were rushed to Kings County. They're expected to survive. Meantime, the suspects jumped back in the car and took off on St. John's Place towards Classen. If anything jogs your memory about it, once again, get a hold of Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Up in the Bronx, a big fire at an apartment building has left more than a dozen residents out of a place to stay, but lucky, even by their own admission, to still be alive after a quick-moving 3-alarm.
On the front door now of this apartment complex on College Avenue, a large sign from the building department that reads, "Full vacate order." 25 apartments here in the building. Everyone here has to find a place to stay for now, including Omar, sitting on a stoop across the street.
They started knocking on my apartment, and there was smoke, and the building was on fire. I came downstairs, and the whole roof was lit on fire. And all my neighbors, everybody was all out here just on the sidewalk until the fire department came. It is what it is. As long as I'm good, yes, Everything else is replaceable.
Huge FDNY response. It took several hours to knock this down. Debris raining down to the street from the flames tearing through the roof. One person hospitalized, dozens displaced. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, the Melrose section of the Bronx.
Yeah, one lady says she packed up 2 suitcases, all she had left, because her apartment is underwater. They're still trying to figure out what started that fire. AccuWeather says times of sun and clouds today. Breezy, hot, and more humid with a spotty thunderstorm around very late in the day, a high of 93. And then tonight, mostly cloudy, rather humid, with a few heavy storms, which can produce flooding downpours, damaging winds, too, and hail. A low of 69. And then tomorrow, we get a leftover shower in spots to start off the day, especially across Long Island and Connecticut, turning out partly to mostly sunny, not quite as humid either tomorrow, with a high of 85. Right now we're at 90 degrees, but it feels like 100 degrees out there. Wednesday news time, 2:07. Oh, people talking about that nightmare out of New Jersey last night, where police say a 27-year-old woman drowned her 1- and 3-year-old children at their Lakewood home. Oh, my goodness. Cops were called to the home on Shenandoah Drive about 5 o'clock with a report of 2 children in cardiac arrest. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says both were pronounced dead at the scene after life-saving efforts failed. Officials say the children, both girls, had been drowned and that the 1-year-old had also been stabbed. Naomi Elkins charged with murder and weapons offense now. They'll hold a detention hearing for her soon.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.